up, everybody? Dear Albie, this is going to be a very interesting one. For the first time, one-on-one with Dad's here.
How are you, everybody?
Dad, how you doing?
Oh, I'm hanging in as best we could on this big Corona boat together.
We are in this big Corona boat together, that is for sure. People, you know, they've been asking about you. A lot of people are just dying to have you on. As you well know, you are the number one requested return guest. That is a fact.
Wow.
That is a fact.
I'm flattered.
It's, you know, a lot of people off the honeymoon episode, the stories and stuff like that, really seem to win everybody over. Mm. They said they love the stories. I do have some questions for you. You know, right off the bat, people want to know how you're handling everything.
Well, we're doing the best we can. We filed for our SBA loan. We're paying our full-time employees out of reserves for the time being until we can get this new stimulus money that will pay them their salary, which should probably kick in about 3 weeks. I'm foregoing my salary for the time being. Should be okay for a little while. And we're just doing the best we can, adapting as much as we can, trying to do as much pickup, curbside pickups and deliveries to our different emergency service facilities. We do a lot with hospitals and different counties are needing food for emergency services teams and stuff like that. So it doesn't keep us busy, but keeps my people doing something.
It's good. All very good. You know, I think everyone's going day by day with it. I mean, it's really, you know, what else can you do?
That's all you could do. And I mean, if there was any finality to it, it'd be a lot easier to deal with, but there isn't. And, you know, people are very anxious to know how this thing comes to a conclusion. And in all fairness, I think people are scrambling to change their plans for June and July. And I think that's crazy. I think we need to just let things settle down. It's been about 14 days or so, and there's been a different story pretty much every single day. So in the next 14 days, I think you'll see it crest, and then it'll start to subside. And after that, I think we should go back to some relative normal.
We can only hope. We can only hope. Yeah. There are a lot of a lot of people are even asking, you know, people. Well, let me ask you this. Okay, I've got questions, like I said.
Sure.
A lot of people, though, specifically with you, were looking for stories. You told me you had a good story.
I do. Yeah.
Do you want to go into the story? Am I going to regret asking if you want to go into the story? Do you want Mom here for the
story? No. I think it'll be probably a better story if Mom's not here because she'll probably want to stop me from telling it.
Okay.
Although it's not bad at all. It's just it's initially when you have to hear the whole story before you judge. So
do you want me to tee up? What is the story regarding?
Well, you know, there's been so many chapters in our life together. You know, we've been together for 8 years, I guess it is already. And there's so many different chapters. You know, there's the courting chapter and, you know, there's a lot of volatility there, which we can go into someday. Crazy stuff beyond. I mean, it would be, our lives would be so good. I mean, almost like Ozark. You know, I mean, it's that good. There's so many crazy stories and drama and nuttiness and this kooky stuff. But a cute story.
Mm-hmm.
We're building the house. And, you know, how the bills start to come in for things that she buys. And I get all the bills at my office. Still do. Never really get any mail here because after a long day, I'm not going to come home and open mail and do business home. So like everything goes to my office. So I'm opening some envelopes and I get this this envelope and I open it up and there it is. It says Caroline Manzo, you know, and the address and so on and so forth. And it says, there's two items on the bill. And the first one is a 36-inch white cock.
I'm sorry?
Yeah.
Wait.
First item is a 36-inch white cock. And I immediately went into shock. But it was almost as bad. And then the second item of the two items was a 36-inch black cock. So I said to myself,
I should have just
what is this woman doing? when I'm not home.
I should have.
She's got 36 inch cocks coming, delivering, and she doesn't even have the nerve. She doesn't even have the decency to try to hide it from me. She sends the bills to my office. What is that? A message?
Oh my God.
So
his eyes are tearing right now.
I come home, for a completely different reason. I says, "Honey, could you explain this? And you'll never look at these again the same way."
So you're at your office at the Brownstone. This is the Franklin Lakes house that these built. This while you're building that house.
Yeah.
And it's an itemized receipt. Okay.
Yeah.
Where is this from?
So what you're gonna find amazing is that they are still with us to this very day. So I call her up and I said, "Honey, could you explain the 36 inch cocks that you ordered?"
Yeah, multiple.
She says, "Well, what are you talking about?" I said, "There's a 36 inch white cock and there's a 36 inch black cock that you got delivered to the house." And she said, "I don't know what you're talking about. Who did they come from?" And I told her, but she goes, "Oh, those are the portraits, the painting."
Oh my God!
So in the kitchen right now, hanging to the left of the window is the 36 inch black cock, which is a black rooster. And on the right of the opposite side of the window is a matching white rooster. So to see my face. It was wild.
So. And it does say cock on the now that you say
it's
that.
It's flat out says cock
on the paintings.
Yeah. And it says cockerel, C-O-C-K-R-E-L. Yeah. And on the invoice, it just said C-O-C-K, and that was it. It was like an abbreviation. So it turned the world upside down a little bit, but
did she laugh at least? But were you I don't even want to ask questions about this.
Yeah, I guess not. I guess not, but it was all very innocent, and it just was. There was a moment there that I said, "Jesus, what's going on?" You know, like it's just a little scary.
That's a lot scary. Yeah. I don't have follow ups. I'm quite speechless at the moment. This is probably where having somebody else here, like anybody. I'm my brain's mentally shorting out right now. I'm short circuiting right now.
Well, the story that I've told before a couple times, I don't think I've told it on this on a podcast or even on TV, was Christopher's birth.
Well, we're going to dodge that one. we're going to stay away from. I think I'm going to lead you to a question.
Okay.
We're going to go.
Yeah, you left it as a teaser now. America's going to want to hear about it.
Oh, my God.
Wait for mom to be here for that one.
They're going to have to figure that out. You've been going to the stores a lot, helping out here and there. The local stores, going to the stores. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We had something come in, and I told everybody, drwmailbag@gmail.com, we're going to answer every single question that comes in. This one was an interesting one, and this is from Brenda, and it says, "Dear Albie, I need help solving a mystery. A potential hoarder in our local Aldi's buys 6 bags of sugar, 4 bags of brown sugar, and 4 bags of powdered sugar. I'm not much different than Albie and Candace, where I love to observe something or even read something. I love to observe something or even read into, well, I guess maybe she meant read into something. Read something, break it down, and try to see if I'm correct. FYI, not one bag of flour in the cart, and there was flour and frosting on the shelves, but not in her cart. The cart was being pushed by 3 women, Gen Z, if I had to venture a guess. Nothing else in the cart that would lead me to believe they're in the business of baking anything. WTF, is sugar used in crystal meth production possibly? Well, that was my first thought." And that's it. That's the end of the question.
Wow. I'll tell you the truth. It's a tough one for me because I'm a little bit out of the blue. I'm a little bit naive, I guess, when it comes to the drug world. My first hint of that crazy world came from when I went to the drugstore about 4 or 5 years ago. You can't get Claritin D anymore on the shelf. So if you've got a runny nose, if you've got a bad runny nose, you've got to literally go to the pharmacist.
That's not regular Claritin?
No, the Claritin D has got the decongestant in it.
Got it.
And whatever that drug is that's in Claritin D can be turned into a drug, crystal meth or some crazy thing. I just never got involved in that world myself. I never dabbled in it. I really not to say that I wanted to be a schoolboy or a Boy Scout, but I just never tried coke. I never tried marijuana to speak of. I mean, literally a couple of puffs that my father insisted I take in front of him. So it was weird. But so I'm really the wrong guy to ask about that stuff. I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, I don't know about that either. I just told her I'd read it, so we'll jump into another one. I have no idea what that is. Maybe they're just
I don't know.
Making candy or something.
I don't know why. Well, first of all, there really is not going to be a food shortage, people, so you can relax about that one.
Especially with the sugar.
All our purveyors are telling us that there's tons of food in the chain, and there's produce coming and beef coming, and all the different meats are plentiful, so there's no reason, there's no hoard anything. Just keep it fresh.
Well, this is good news. You know, we'll close you out with a story, since you were kind enough to give one of yours, which will, you know, take me a minute to forget. This came in, dear Albie, not a quarantine question, but an embarrassing story that I hope will brighten someone's day. Maybe it will remind us of a different story. Who knows? I have not read this, but they told me it was a good one. Picture it. It's late spring 2011, and I'm solidly in my last trimester of pregnancy. I had to run to Target with my 2-year-old after work to grab a few things, and was just enjoying some mindless window shopping when I felt the gas pressure building in my stomach. Look, we've all been there. You're in public, and you know it's coming, so you plan out a walking fart, so you can let loose a silent toot but escape the area so the strangers around you won't suspect you. And it's a great plan until your fart turns out to be a little bit more than you expected. So there I am, pushing my son in the cart, and I shart. And while this in itself would be bad enough, it was made worse because I have taken off my underwear earlier in the day as it was hurting and was only wearing a short dress.
Oh.
After the initial realization that things had gone terribly wrong, I started to make my way to the bathroom as fast as I could waddle, but the floodgates of my bowels had been forced open and the poo wouldn't stop coming out the side, despite my clenched cheeks. I was not unlike a horse in a 4th of July parade. Finally, I made it to the bathroom and managed to get my very pregnant body and toddler into the handicap stall so I could try to clean up. I'm in there unrolling toilet paper so fast I'm afraid smoke will start coming from the roll when my child, my sweet little 2-year-old child that was unusually strong in vocabulary, started to narrate my actions in obvious desperation to the rest of the bathroom occupants. Eventually, I cleaned myself up enough to leave the store and drive home. I trashed the dress and literally didn't step foot to Target until a few months after my second child had been born. That's rough.
Yeah. Hey, shit happens. What can I tell you?
That's what they say. Shit happens. When you're on the show, you get a lot of shit stories, a lot of fart stories when you're out.
There's an obsession over that.
We get that a lot.
Yeah, I don't get it really, but I mean, it's not like, you know, I'm a Howard Stern listener. You know, I've been since he first came to New York. And when he gets like too obsessed with the bowel movement stories, I just change the channel.
Well, I don't ask for these. I mean, this is just what comes in.
This is what comes in.
Occasionally, members of the community, I guess, shit themselves. It's just what they do.
No reflection on you.
It's just what it is. It's what it is. But, you know, we're glad I had you on.
You're welcome. I'm glad to be here. I'm sorry that your mom wasn't here to
explain the
erupt in laughter and be, she said, the contagious laughter she gets, and it's kind of fun.
I'm gonna post the pictures on the Instagram of the cocks.
Yeah, you should.
You know, that's actually one of the favorite scenes that I think we've ever done. Where that was a Manzoed web scene. I don't know if you remember. We had a down day, cameras were around, and Chris just decided that he was going to do his own skits. And one of them was, he just had a rooster toy, and he was going on and on talking about his cock and how he walks around with it. And I'm like, they're never going to actually use that. And they ended up using it and putting it on the web. It's one of the funniest things I think that's ever been done. It's pretty messed up. You guys should check that out.
Yeah, he gets spontaneously funny. I don't know if you can even find it. We should find out if it's out there.
I think you could still find it. I think those things are out there somewhere. Yeah,
all right.
I do.
Help everybody out by giving an insight to what the search might be.
I will.
BravoTV.com.
I will do that. But hey, thank you guys. DearAlbumMailbag@gmail.com. We've got, we're going to try and pump these out this week. We got a lot of things happening. In the world in general. But yes, we are answering everything. There is still quite the stack. We got a couple of them out of the way today. And we've been getting a couple of them out on the the Instagram lives. Which has been a lot of fun. So, we're hanging in there. We have,
you tell me, we're at 15 minutes. You said you had 20, but we have plenty of stuff going on.
Well, we've got, maybe an Instagram live might be due because Marky's been just hysterically cute.
Marky's been an ace lately.
She's loving the fort thing and she's just so precious.
She is. We've been building forts. I think, me and Chels have spent this is the first time we have not been together. She went home today.
I heard that, yeah.
For her mom's birthday is tomorrow, so she's prepping.
That's nice.
Down there. We've all been just making it work out here, so.
Yeah. Well, I mean, everything's pretty much shut down, even TV. You know, I don't think they're shooting any television shows. Mm-hmm.
It's a wild, wild time. But hey, we're here. So hit us up. We love you guys very, very much. Rate it. Tell your friends. Catch you later.